And perhaps you've cut the cord, severed that umbilical link between you and a cable box. Well, do you feel that now you need a master's degree to cobble together all the different ways there are to get your favorite shows or live events? Well, let's get a primer with Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Eric, hello.
Thanks for having me.
And give us an overarching thought here, and especially for people who are tiptoeing into this, you know, all the different ways you can see something.
Right. What we'll be talking about mostly is streaming. So it's the idea that you would access channels that you would normally see on a cable box, channels like TNT or USA Network or CNN, but you would access them by streaming. You would access them online, displaying them either on your television or on a tablet or on a desktop computer. And there's a few different ways to do that now. You know, obviously you have services like Netflix and Amazon Video and Hulu where you can see select shows. But now we have these companies. One of them is Sling TV that's done by Dish Networks, and one of them is DirecTV Now, which is done by DirecTV and AT&T, where you can get bundles of channels and watch them live and even watch some stuff on demand. And it's all online.
We'll start with DirecTV Now, which launched this week. Do you get everything with it?
No, they have a few different channel packages. What they're doing right now is they have this sort of introductory offer where you pay $35 and you get 100 channels. Now, you can watch these channels live, and some of them offer on-demand programming. So, for example, you could watch CNN as it's happening, or you could call up a grid and decide, hey, you know, I really like that really early start TV show that they have that comes on early in the mornings, but I'm not up at that time. You hit early start, and it will actually play the early start that aired that morning, and it might even play early starts from a couple of days earlier. Some other channels don't have on-demand programming, and it's very hit or miss what they offer, but $35 for 100 channels is a pretty good deal. A Sling TV will charge you more like $40, and you'll get more like 60 channels. But the same sort of thing where you can call up a grid, you can see what's playing live. There's some things that are on demand. You have to sort of experiment with it. And the main thing here is that if you don't want to have a cumbersome cable box or a satellite dish, or say you want to try it for a little bit and then maybe try something else, this gives you a little bit of flexibility.
Talk about that. DirecTV Now, Netflix, don't have you make long commitments.
Exactly. So these services have been controversial in the pay TV world because the way cable works, like cable makes money by making you pay for a bunch of channels that you may not necessarily watch, right? You love ESPN, you love CNN, you don't necessarily care about the Golf Channel, you don't necessarily care about Oprah Winfrey Network, but you pay a blanket fee and you get all these channels. What I think is happening is that people don't want to pay for channels that they don't watch. So if you can go to DirecTV Now or go to Sling TV and see the 10 or two dozen channels that you're most interested in and pay a much lower fee, why wouldn't you do that?
But it's not passive.
It requires a bit of work. I always like to quote my favorite philosopher, Spider-Man, who said that with great power comes great responsibility, right? So consumers have more power than they've ever had before in terms of they got a lot of choice and they've got a lot of control. But everybody's got to figure out like what channels they're into and how do they want to consume them and which service sort of meets that need the best.
Eric Deggans, NPR's television critic. Eric, I love it. You know, when the great philosopher Spidey makes his way into a segment, it all makes sense.
That's right. Few people realize how wise Spider-Man really is.
Eric, thank you.
Always a pleasure.